This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. You may know Gene Hess as the winning volleyball coach at Kalamazoo College, or as a new Kalamazoo City Commissioner. But Hess is also an author. Her newest book is Maxability: Who Are You? What Are You Here For? It's the story of a 13-year-old boy adopted from Russia who's on the autism spectrum. So, Gene, introduce us to you, and I'm going to start with Max's questions. Who are you, and what are you here for?
Hi, Zinta. My name is Gene Hess, and I've lived in Kalamazoo, Michigan since 1982, when my husband and I moved here so that he could become the basketball coach at Western Michigan University. I found work at Kalamazoo College in 1984 as the basketball coach and proceeded to have a 35-year career of coaching, teaching, being a professor, and the chair of the phys ed department by my retirement last August. So I am a professor and a coach, yes. I'm an athlete. I'm an advocate. I am an author who just can't stop writing books, even though I don't enjoy doing the writing process. I'm a mother and a wife and a sister, and I care deeply about this community and about the subject of my book.
And so we've elected you in this city, haven't we?
Oh, indeed. I forgot the word commissioner.
Yes. How could you forget that? Yes.
It's so new. I ran for Kalamazoo City Commission last summer and was elected in November.
I knew you would be.
As a member of the Kalamazoo City Commission, it has been a learning experience. It's been a wonderful experience because I will tell you from talking to people in other cities that Kalamazoo is doing something right. Kalamazoo is poised for even better things in the future. And I am proud and happy to represent the people of Kalamazoo on the City Commission. It's really been an honor. It's been very humbling and very, very enlightening. I love the people that I've run into in my new job as commissioner.
Well, you're very well loved in this community. I know you back from your K years, and you were an icon over there. And so I had no doubt that you would be, and your commitment to the community. But mostly today, we're going to focus on your new book, your second book. The first one was Sportuality. This one is called Maxability, with those questions I just asked you. Who are you? What are you here for? Tell us about this book and introduce us to Max.
This book has the title Maxability, and it kind of goes along with the Sportuality because I have this thing with words. Sportuality was about words, their intent in sport for a more joyful outcome. Who wouldn't want a joyful income?
There you go.
For a joyful outcome, Maxability is about really creating your intent. And what are you here for? And really deeply asking those questions of the reader. I met Max in November of 2007 as I was recruiting his sister, Courtney, to my volleyball team at Kalamazoo College. I was high up in the bleachers. There was a young man sitting in front of me. He was in seventh grade, and he was very busy. And he turned around and looked at me, searing eyes at me, and said, without hesitation, who are you and what are you here for? Well, I kind of perked up a little bit thinking, why is this young man asking me that?
And in that tone.
And in that tone, it doesn't go away. I asked the reader, are there times when you have that moment when those words don't go away from an encounter?
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Hess reveals how she answered Max's questions. Who are you? What are you here for?
I said, I'm Coach Hess. I am here to watch number 5. I'm recruiting her for my team at Kalamazoo College. And he turned back around. He then turned back around to me and said, that's my sister. And I don't want her going to Kalamazoo College. And I don't like things that sting. We are the Kalamazoo College Hornets. He knew a whole lot about me and about Kalamazoo. He knew it was 3 hours away from their home, and he did not want Courtney to leave. You see, Max has had a very full life up until that point. He was adopted from Russia. He works with the special Max abilities of ADHD, anxiety disorder, and within somewhere of the autism spectrum. And so he struggled to find how Courtney going to Kalamazoo would be a good thing. And he knew that I was the nemesis. I was the person that was going to take her away. Fast forward, Kalamazoo College, it has Courtney Nartker as a volleyball player. And I begin a relationship with Max. So Max is interesting, to say the least. But for me, what ties Max's ability to sportuality is that Max is a sportual character. Max told me that he wanted to be the next Ernie Harwell. For those of you who may not know, Ernie Harwell was the iconic 50-year announcer for the Detroit Tigers. Because my boys had been involved in the Tigers organization for a series of years, I grew up as a Tiger fan. I resonated with Ernie, and I knew Ernie at a soul level, and I loved him, and I fell asleep at night with the transistor radio under my pillow listening to his voice. So when Max told me he wanted to be the next Ernie Harwell, I listened. And during his sister's time at Kay, he became our announcer for our volleyball games. I wanted to treat him as if. So his ability was there. His desire was there. His openness, his creativity, his humor was there. And we had a wonderful relationship. And then Courtney graduated.
I wondered if you could talk a little bit about overcoming cultural differences, any type of differences, and how we welcome different into our own lives.
Thank you for that question. Difference, to me, is unity. I don't see Max as different. Max makes me a better person. He draws forth my desire to connect. Max, as my educator, has helped me draw forth patience and communication and joy and humor. And the one thing that he will draw forth from me and that I draw forth from him is his enthusiasm.
So, Jean, when you turn this around on Max and ask him, who are you? What are you here for? What does he say?
Max apologizes to me for not being the next Ernie Harwell. But what he will say to me is, I'm Max Nartker, easy to meet, hard to forget, with a big smile. And he'll say, I am here to tell people about Jesus. He's a wonderful Christian man with a great faith and a willingness to serve. And my sense is that he's going to find that along the way.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Jean Hess, the author of Maxability. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.